You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Jackson Cantrell here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 167 years. That's how long Swiss bank Credit Suisse has been in operation as a standalone entity. And that will soon change as UBS, another Swiss bank, has agreed to purchase Credit Suisse Group. The deal happened quickly in the wake of high-profile bank failures in the U.S., most notably Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB. SVB's closing touched off worldwide fears about the health of the banking industry, and that led many customers to try to withdraw their funds and put particular pressure on weaker bank stocks amid big market swings. Credit Suisse's shares fell more than two-thirds over the past month. Now, the failure of Credit Suisse isn't entirely a surprise. The bank has dealt with a string of problems in recent years, from worries about its financial controls to government probes, courtroom setbacks, and several quarters of eye-watering losses, among other issues. That's left investors wondering if it would survive. Under the terms of the merger agreement, all shareholders of Credit Suisse will receive one share in UBS for 22.48 shares in Credit Suisse. That puts the value of the deal at around $3.2 billion. Officials said on Sunday the Swiss government is providing 9 billion Swiss francs to backstop potential losses that UBS may take on in the deal. UBS shares ended Monday up 3.3%, shares of Credit Suisse fell 53%, and the S&P 500 rose 0.9%. The next number up is 9,000. That's the number of additional workers Amazon plans to lay off. On Monday, CEO Andy Jassy disclosed the layoffs in a message posted on the company's website. The workforce reduction follows a previous round of 18,000 layoffs announced in January. According to the message, the new cuts will affect Amazon Web Services, advertising, and the company's Twitch game platform. Layoffs will occur over the next few weeks. Amazon has been struggling with the deceleration in key businesses as it feels the effects of a slowing macroeconomic environment. In the fourth quarter, overall sales were up 9% to $149 billion. Amazon's cloud computing arm, AWS, saw 20% annual growth, down from the 27% growth it logged in the September quarter. The company's online stores business saw a 2% drop in revenue in the latest quarter. In its most recent filing, Amazon had around 1.5 million employees. That's down from a peak of 1.6 million at the end of March. Those figures include full-time and part-time staff. From the end of 2019, just before the pandemic, through the March 2022 peak, Amazon roughly doubled its headcount, adding about 800,000 jobs. Amazon shares ended Monday down 1.25%. Our last number is 47%. That's how much shares of First Republic Bank fell Monday after the regional lender was downgraded deeper into junk territory by S&P Global. Just last Wednesday, S&P Global cut the bank's credit rating into speculative grade territory. First Republic stock has been tumbling in the fallout of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Last week, JPMorgan Chase and other big banks stepped in to shore up First Republic Bank to the tune of $30 billion. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal on Monday, JPMorgan CEO Jamie Dimon has been talking to other banks about raising additional capital for First Republic. Still, the free fall at the regional bank doesn't appear to be spilling over to other bank stocks. The Invesco KBW Regional Banking Exchange Traded Fund, ticker KBWR, was up 2%. Traders may be turning more optimistic about the sector given UBS's purchase of Credit Suisse. David Conrad, an analyst at Keefe, Bruyette & Woods, wrote Monday, the acquisition should, quote, both ease contagion fears, but also meaningfully reduce counterparty concerns for U.S. universal banks. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.